Hey guys, today we're going to talk about Tesla cars.
Hi, I'm Augustina.
Hi, and I'm Benjamin.
And you're listening to the Talk Show Podcast for Kids.
Now we're going to talk about a little history of Teslas and electric cars. So the first cars, electric cars, were made in 1884, but no one would buy it.
But when interest got real high was around the 1900s. There they were really popular and everybody liked them, especially since steam cars, which were like the most popular cars, I guess, but other than electric cars, would take 40 minutes before you can actually use them because you have to like warm it up. But in electric cars, you can just grab them and go. So these were really popular and really handy. Also, in the United States, 40% of automobiles were powered by steam and 38% was electric. So it was pretty close to the most popular car, which is amazing.
In 1910, they discovered many gas, so the electric cars stopped being made.
In 1950s through 1960, a bunch of automakers wanted to make electric cars more popular by doing cool shapes and cool sizes and cool colors, but nobody really paid attention.
In the late 90s, they started making more electric cars because the California rules.
The California rule was that less pollution had to be made by cars. So by a certain date, which they decided to do that, so brands started making a lot of cars. If not, they wouldn't be able to sell cars in California. In 2003, Tesla was founded. This brand was like very luxurious because they were really expensive back then. And I say back then, but it was actually not that long ago.
In 2003, Elon Musk put $6 million in Teslas.
In 2008, Elon becomes CEO. It's kind of obvious because he put so much money for the Teslas.
In 2012, the most affordable version of Tesla came out. And I guess this is really affordable compared to the other models. So this is what became Tesla, well, very popular.
Our neighbor Vicky has a Tesla and we interview her inside the car.
So there's no button on this, like, at all.
But there are just two buttons in the steering wheel.
Wow, okay. So you can drive by itself?
Yeah, I'm not doing anything.
Just the pedals on, like...
No, not even the pedals. I'm not touching anything.
Wow.
And you will see when it makes the turn, I'm not going to touch anything.
That's kind of scary.
Oh, what? No, it's actually very safe. It's safer to drive like this than for a person to drive. It's statistically proven. It doesn't like when I take the hands off the wheel, but it's driving by itself.
Right. Oh my gosh, that is really cool. So I have a couple of questions for you right here.
Mm-hmm.
So the first question I have is it easy to drive a Tesla?
It's much easier than any regular car if you have the autopilot on, because it kind of takes care of everything for you, mostly safety issues.
How do you charge your car?
I like to charge it in at the mall, at the Ventura Mall, that there are Tesla chargers there. If not, I can charge it in the building, in the parking at the building. There is a spot where you can charge your own car.
Okay. How long does it take to charge?
It usually takes around 30, 40 minutes if it's empty. But I think 30 minutes should be more than like 90%.
How long can you drive a Tesla before it dies?
It usually gives you around 200, at least this model, because all models are different. But this model gives me around 220 to 225 miles of range. But if I go fast, that goes down. So I have to look out. It's kind of like in a gas car. It's the same. If you accelerate a lot, then your range will go down.
Why do you get an electric car?
I thought about the environment first. and I thought about how much money I was spending going to work with gas, because my I have like before COVID I had like a big commute. So and then I thought it made sense, at least for me, to have an electric car, and I like the technology.
Right, yeah. Like if you're driving to work, of like for, it's pretty far away, it's much cheap, it's much cheaper to just plug it in.
Yes, it takes around $7 to $8 to fill up the gas tank in this car, which is the battery, not the gas tank.
Can you tell us some pros and cons about an electric car?
The pro, it rides really well, it's very smooth. I really like Tesla Model 3, the car that I have, because it's low to the ground. It accelerates electric cars, because they don't have gears, they accelerate quite rapidly. Cons, I think that not everybody's used to driving it. It will take like some getting used to. It's nothing new, but it takes some getting used to it. Also, there are no like quick chargers like gas stations. I think that's the biggest con to having an electric car.
If you're like in a very rural area, there might not be a lot of chargers to plug in your car.
But more and more every year, Tesla has done an amazing and outstanding job in setting up these supercharger stations. So they're everywhere. Every year they pop up in more and more places.
Are you getting a new Tesla?
Yes, I would love. I'm on the wait list to get the Tesla Cybertruck.
Okay. Thank you, Vicky.
You're welcome, guys. Next time you want to go for a ride, you know, you just need to call me.
Would you call SpaceX, Tesla, and the Boring Company?
What?
Three Musketeers.
Would you like a Tesla, Agus?
Obviously. I mean, it's good for the environment. The screen is amazing. There's so many cool features, and I really like the model of the car.
Benji, would you like a Tesla?
Yes, obviously, because you could pick two colors at the same time. You know what I mean? Like white and red inside.
Okay, I understand.
And they're like have so much space for me.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're like very fun to ride.
Yeah, if you didn't know, Benji loves like crazy cars, like real weird color cars. When we're in like just driving around, he screams yellow car or green car or purple car if he sees a really cool car. Remember before COVID when you went to that like Hot Wheel convention?
Oh yeah, where the Hot Wheels were actually like in real life.
Yeah, lifelike, and you can see inside, and there's like a big truck. It was all like Hot Wheels, like lifelike.
Yeah, I took so much photos. I even have them. I'm gonna post them. I'm gonna ask our mom so we could post it on Instagram, some of the photos.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Make sure you follow us on Instagram at the Talk Show for Kids.
Would you like a Tesla?
By the way, this episode is not sponsored. We just love Teslas and think they're really cool.
Talk to you later.